This conference is being recorded.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, we have a very special guest on the phone. His name is John Thompson. He's 21 years old. He became a personal trainer a little over 2 years ago. And he already has, within 6 months, he already has a six-figure Fit Body Bootcamp. He owns his own personal training studio in Bakersfield, California. The guy's killing it. And especially in the last 90 days, he really started growing by leaps and bounds. And I want to get all of John's mindset, formula, tips, and strategies on this phone call. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing, man?
Good, man. Awesome. How you doing?
I'm doing good, dude. Hey, so just real quick, can you just sort of, like, break down just, like, in about, like, 60 to 120 seconds here, just an overview of everything you got going on right now?
Yeah, basically, like you said, I started personal training about, 2 years ago. Kind of was in the corporate gym for a while, didn't like that very much, didn't really like other guys telling me what to do and how to train my clients. So I left there after about a year, kind of went to physical therapy for a little bit, working with some chiropractors, and then was just kind of saving my money, reading all the stuff I could from, yourself and Bezos and Chris, and just kind of soaked it all in for about a year straight before I actually kind of took the jump and opened my studio. So I opened up in about August of 2009. Things were going, okay, pretty good. And then I jumped on Fit Body Boot Camp in October of 2009. And, holidays kind of came around, was still going up and up and up. The revenue was going up. And then right when January hit, I kind of had a little bit, I think me and you did a coaching call one day, and I kind of shifted, had a little mind shift thing going on, I guess, and then January, February, and March just went up and up and up. I mean, I think I was probably making $1,500 extra each month that EFT was going up. So, and then about late February, early March, I officially did $8,800 that month. So I was in the six-figure club then.
Dude, and that's awesome. I think when I called you just now, it's not even 12 o'clock yet. How many clients have you already signed up today?
Three.
You already got three clients, and it's not even, it's like just turned 12 p.m., man. You're on a roll, man. You're on fire. And you know what? Let's jump right into this interview, and let's get started.
All right.
John, what would you say the key to making major positive changes in your business is?
Your philosophy, for sure. That's the only way to make, a lot of positive changes in your business or in your life, period. If you have a negative outlook on things, you need to change that. If you have, if you don't have the right attitude to create a successful business, you have to change that too. And that's all, with your philosophy. And, man, you weren't kidding when you said people can sense that higher sense of power and purpose when you're when you're motivating and encouraging them while in that mindset of, I'm not at boot camp today to just train my clients, but actually here to accomplish my life goal. And when you're in that, you're in that moment and you can kind of, feel your energy change and all your clients notice it. So it's so noticeable to everyone. And I think your clients deserve that for sure. They deserve for you to be like that every single time they come in, every time they have a boot camp class, you need to be on it that way. And I don't believe you really can be truly successful unless you really, fall in love with your clients and fall in love with people, basically. And, you have to love your clients and love helping them. It's not good enough just to be in love with your product or your service, but actually, them. So, and again, they deserve for me to be like that and be that positive and encouraging. Not sometimes when I feel like I'm in a good mood or having a good day because I, made a sale or whatever, but all the freaking time, all the time.
So, John, would you almost say, it's almost like performing on a stage? Like, if you were in a performance, no matter how you're feeling, you're going to go out on that stage and just give it your all and kill it because there's a huge audience watching you. Is it kind of like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You're putting on a show, every time. You can't have a bad performance, basically, is how I think of it. And you said it a long time ago, I think, in a blog post about how you kind of imagine that there's cameras following you around. And I do that a lot too, and that's a cool, and it's a good way. Even those little tricks, even though it's not real, it definitely makes a big difference, I think.
Awesome, man. Hey, I know you're constantly growing your business and moving forward and really, really pushing the envelope, but do you ever feel fear and doubt? And if so, how do you deal with it?
Yeah, I mean, all the time. I mean, I think, you know, you're probably crazy or don't care too much about your business succeeding if you don't ever experience, you know, some of that. And I think a little bit can be good and keep you on your toes and moving forward, you know, but if it starts affecting you in a negative way on how you run your business, then I think it's gone a little bit too far. You know, I think it's more the way you react to the fear and the doubt. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, so when you're feeling these, like, feelings, can you give an example of the last time you felt, like, that doubt feeling for a second? I know you didn't listen to it, but do you remember the last time you felt something like that?
Yeah, probably probably late September 2009, I think I was having some pretty hard times. Some stuff was not going right with the business. I was still, you know, kind of in startup stages, and I mean, I thought I was going to gouge my eyes out a few times, you know. But you know, I'm a lot better at handling it now, and you know, you just kind of had to say to yourself, you know, what's the worst thing that's really going to happen? You know, stop being a wuss and go accomplish your goals. You know, don't. You know, I feel it, and I think everyone does feel it, but again, how you react to it, don't let it, you know, sit and become your, you know, your thought process. It has to be pushed out and start moving forward again.
Nice. And I know you kind of touched upon this in the first question, but do you ever find yourself feeling a little bit unmotivated, and how do you stay so motivated all the time?
Not too often. I don't really feel, you know, too unmotivated. I have a pretty clear picture of what I want. And I know if I don't do the necessary, you know, daily activities to accomplish them, then I'll never, you know, get where I want to be. But of course, once in a while I do. And basically I just go back, you know, to think what my life goal is, and, you know, that I'm never getting, you know, up in the morning to go to work or train clients or get a paycheck. It always has to have a higher purpose, and that's obviously something that your clients can sense as well. So, you know, you coming in with that higher, you know, purpose and energy, and I mean, that's just how I stay, you know, pretty motivated. And you know, reading books, reading blog posts, you know, you can't get too much of that education, and you know, trying new workouts, designing new workouts, as far as staying motivated to feel like you want to come train your clients, you know, that's important too. So educating yourself and staying fresh with what you're doing so it doesn't feel so redundant to you. Because if you're feeling that way, your clients are feeling that way too.
Nice. Hey, speaking of goals, how do you set goals for yourself? Like, what's your goal-setting method that you use?
I'm not super materialistic, but a lot of the time I check a house I want or a car I want, and I see how much money I have to make to get them, and not that I would even buy the house or the car, but if I wanted to, I could. And basically how I decide what my goal will be as far as income goes, I'll sit down, you know, pull out the calculator. I do that like 50 times a day. My girlfriend's always going, why are you on your freaking calculator so much? And I'm like, this is how I decide how much income I'm going to make. So, you know, I start doing my math and checking how many clients, you know, I need and how much they would, you know, each have to be paying me if they're at different price points. And you know, then I set a plan and, you know, set down and write down what I have to do to actually accomplish that and what I need to actually do to get there.
And do you write your goals down? Like, how do you keep track of them?
I write them down. You mean as far as like a to-do list on a daily basis or the actual goals themselves?
Like your actual goals themselves. Do you handwrite them? Do you keep them on your computer? Do you have a vision board? What do you
I have a goal board. I kind of write it out the same way you showed in a video one time where you have, you know, I only have one location, but you had, you know, your multiple locations, how many clients you had, how much income that's producing, how many clients you want, and how much income you want it to producing when you have that goal set of clients. So that's what I do. So I have them written down. I pretty much clearly know how many. I mean, I do a report check twice a week to see how many clients I have, you know, who's quit, who I think might be getting ready to quit, I need to call, you know, who's new, you know, who I might have on, you know, deals where they're not actually paying the revenue that I'm normally calculating, so I got to take all that into play. So I check all that, you know, business reports are very important. I know guys that, you know, they go a whole month, you know, how's your business doing? Well, I don't know, I haven't checked yet. You're going a whole month without checking, you know, how your business is going? I mean, you need to know that stuff. I mean, in Vegas, the casinos, I mean, they do, you know, business reports like multiple times a day because there's so much stuff happening. So the faster pace your business is moving, the clearer mindset and clearer you have to have your goals written down to see where you're actually at.
Nice. And do you ever feel like with all that you're doing, do you ever feel overwhelmed? Do you ever have like that overwhelmed feel, or do you ever have a day where you feel overwhelmed?
Yeah, sure. I think everyone does, especially in the beginning. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to freaking Disneyland. So.
What do you mean by that?
You know, when a little kid, you know, if he's going to Disneyland, it doesn't really matter if he's had a bad day at school or a bad week, because he knows on Saturday they're going to Disneyland. That's just how I think. I think when I get up in the morning is that, you know, this whole reason I'm doing all this is so I can go to Disneyland at the end of the day. So no matter how hard things get, I just think, you know, I have the best freaking job in the world. Sometimes I get up in the morning and I just want to throw my alarm clock against the wall because, you know, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning is not that fun sometimes. But then I think, you know, I know guys that are getting up this early to go work in the oil fields or go work in their cubicles or whatever, and I'm going to go basically watch people work out. So, you know, how can you complain about that, really? So I get overwhelmed, but then I kind of just look at, you know, how great my lifestyle actually is and the freedom I have, and I make my own decisions, and I can decide my own income. And that's, you know, that's important, and I think that makes everything a lot easier.
Hey, you know how a lot of people equate how successful you are with how much time you spend outside of your comfort zone, and a lot of times the pathway to actually get what you want out of life is the uncomfortable pathway. How do you get out of your comfort zone? What conversation do you have in your head to do something that's uncomfortable that you need to do?
Getting out of my comfort zone was kind of hard for me, so I just decided not to have one. So just as soon as I decide to do something, I just go do it right away so I don't freak myself out about it. Kind of like the three-second rule with, you know, women. You know, don't wait more than 3 seconds after you see her to go talk to her. I just try to do and not think too much. But, yeah, you know, I kind of think, you know, people, if normally the comfort zone, I think, is more people are worried about people think about them. And they're worried how, you know, friends or you know, if you're talking about going into a business and talk to the owner, you know, what they might think about you, you know. You know, if you have problems with that, you should probably read a pickup artist book, because those help out a lot with that stuff. You know, they talk about not letting a girl decide your self-worth for you, so who cares if she rejects you? Well, you kind of got to do that with business owners and other people in your life. You know, who cares what they think about you? I mean, Chris McComb said this, you know, people are going to think stuff about you no matter what. So why not have a lot of money and have people think, you know, bad stuff about you instead of being poor and have people think bad stuff about you?
That's a good one. Do you ever feel like, do you ever just have a day where you just feel a little burned out? Like, where you're working, like, super hard maybe for a goal and you're just like, oh, man, I'm a little, like, burned out today. And if so, what do you do when that happens, if that happens to you?
I mean, yeah, I'm super passionate about what I do. I still get burnt out. People laugh at me a lot of the time, you know, for my age, since most people my age don't have businesses or anything, they'll say, you know, hey, what should I do? Can I get some advice? You know, what business could I own? And I'm always like, you know, well, whatever it is, you better be passionate about it, because, you know, like I said, I'm very passionate about health and fitness, and I still get burnt out. So, again, it kind of goes back to that keeping everything fresh. You know, I get real motivated when I see, you know, new workouts or whatever that I haven't done. You know, and it's hard to get burnt out if you're signing up 3 clients a day, too. I think that keeps you kind of motivated as well. So, you know, new workouts, educating yourself, keep your business moving forward. When your business becomes real stagnant and you're not, you know, you're kind of making the same amount of money as you did last month, you're doing the same workouts you did last month, I mean, that's going to get boring. So, again, everything has to be changing, whether it's your business growing or you just changing, you know, something as simple as a workout can really keep things fresh and can really keep you from getting that burnout feeling, I think. That's what works for me anyway.
Nice. And you hear all the time about the 80-20 rule, like 20% of the things that you actually do account for 80% of the progress that you make, and that most things, you know, could be outsourced or aren't that important. And now, really, people even talk about the 95-5 rule, like there's only 5% of things that you really need to focus on. How do you make sure you're focusing on the 20 or the 5% that of the things that, that are really critical for your business?
I think that's completely true. And it definitely, I think it kind of goes from 80-20, and once the 80-20 law kind of applies, it goes to the 95-5. And I feel like I'm pretty good with keeping myself in that top 5 or 20% of important tasks, and that's kind of I'm a little bit disorganized with certain other things that I don't feel are as important. They don't really move the business forward, so I might be sloppy with them, so I probably need to get an assistant to take care of that for me. But sticking to that 5 and 20% is super important because, yeah, it's totally true. You know, 80% of the outputs come from 20% of the inputs. Just kind of like, 20% of my clients I like and 80%, I don't. Just kidding. I like all of them. So. So it's amazing how that it applies to almost everything. It always ends up happening.
It is true, though. There is like 20% of your clients that are your favorite, though, I'm sure, you know.
Oh, yeah. And they know who they are, too.
And then there's the 5% that are like your absolute favorites, you know.
You get like crushes on them and stuff. That becomes a problem sometimes, but.
Definitely, man.
I'm not married, so.
I can't even imagine. You know what? To be honest with you, I can't even imagine at 21 doing what you're doing, because when I was 21, I was delivering pizzas. And so, yeah, man. Good for you, bro. Hey, let me ask you a question. How do you stay organized? What method do you use? Do you keep things on a computer, like on paper? Like what kind of system do you use to stay organized on a daily basis?
Well, like I just said, that 80% that I don't feel so important with my business, that kind of sometimes gets put on the back burner, and I'm sometimes not so good with that.
Oh, go on, man.
Is it okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, keep going.
Something's going on. Okay. Basically, the more important stuff that the reason I stay organized is the note-taking. Wherever, whenever, it's a must. Writing down your to-do list the night before is the most important thing you're going to do to stay organized the next day. If you don't write a to-do list the night before of everything you need to do that's sitting on your desk waiting for you when you get to your boot camp or if you work at home, whatever, wherever your desk is that you sit, in the morning, you get to that to-do list, you put the most important things on there. And I even put sometimes stupid things on there just so I can check some stuff off. So I feel like I'm, I can start right where I'm like, oh, okay, three things are checked off, so I'm good. But, that as far as organized for the important things, you can't forget to call prospects back that you wrote down from the day before. You can't forget to call, clients that you promised you were going to call, checking billing things, getting marketing stuff done. That's very important. At least that top five, between the 5 and 20%, that's super important for moving the business forward, that has to be written down on a piece of paper or in your phone, in the notes, whatever you can do, the first place you're going to see it, that definitely has to be done, and that's how I stay organized with that. And the rest that's not quite as important, we'll figure that out sometime. That has to get done, but it's not so important.
Do you... So you basically write your stuff down by hand on a list, correct?
Yeah, I have a little notepad that sits right on my desk. As soon as I get here, I leave it open with the pen sitting there ready to mark it all off as soon as I get here after I'm done with the 6 a.m. boot camp.
Perfect. Do you have certain success rituals that you do every day, like certain mindset exercises or any type of success rituals on a daily basis that you do?
Yeah. My first success is actually getting out of bed. So I look at my phone and start reading emails as soon as my alarm goes off at 4, not really to read the emails, but just so my eyes will stay open. I just kind of stick the light, in there until they stay open finally. Besides that, I have my to-do list that I look at, obviously, and then, I have quotes written down around my office and, in my room when I wake up. And I read a lot, I do, like I said, I do the business report twice a week to see where I'm at. again, to see how many clients I have, how much revenue is coming in, what clients have quit, who's staying. And again, like, who do I think might quit that I need to call, calling prospects, calling current clients that might have missed a few days, or clients I just want to call and pump up, you know, and tell them they're doing awesome. So those are basically my daily rituals. I've been reading emails and blog posts and getting new ideas on super cool sites like stevehockman.com and, you know, PT, you know, PT Power Kickback Life. You know, I've heard those guys are pretty smart and successful, so.
Well, some of them are. I don't know. That Steve Hockman guy's a little shifty. hey, Dylan, what are some of your favorite books or CDs that you've listened to that have really impacted you on your mindset?
On mindset? Well, I think probably the most undisputed king of mindset books of all time is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And then the other one, which I feel is the king of success in business and life, is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Jim Rohn's audio, The Challenge to Succeed, pretty much any of his stuff. John C. Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. Those are probably the biggest ones, I think, on mindset, success, leadership, which I think is important, especially if you're running boot camps and you have good leadership. It's way different than doing one-on-one training. Some other good books I think that are important that might not be necessarily on total mindset, you know, would be, you know, The Go-Giver, 4-Hour Work Week. Like I said, the Pickup Artist book, The Game by Neil Strauss, I think is really good for networking and feeling confident speaking to people. The Art of Selling Fitness by Bedros Killian. Have you heard of that guy?
That guy is cool. He got like that shifty C-Fox. That guy's a lot more cool than that weirdo Steve guy. Yeah, no, definitely. Bedros, absolutely.
I like Steve. He's got a good energy. I like it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get a lot of hugs growing up, so I really appreciate that.
Hey, I'm gonna give you the biggest hug when I see you at the World Conference and the Fitness Business Summit.
Dude, I'm so pumped up. I can't wait, bro. You have no idea. I'm jumping out of my skin, dude. Seriously. Hey, John, I know you're super busy, man. Is there anything that you'd like to add to anyone who wants to have the ultimate mindset for success?
Yeah, keep educating yourself on a regular basis. You know, don't miss out on a good book or a good audio program or anything else that can help your, you know, your business move forward or you move forward as a person. You know, as far as mindset goes, I think the whole making a living concept, you know, has a sense to me anyway of just breaking even or keeping your head above the water, but you can do so much more than that. When you have that type of mindset and goal setting of just getting by more often than most, that will just make you think, you know. I heard it, you know, put like this best, you're either going forward or going backward. It's virtually impossible to stay the same. So you're either making more money this month or less. You know, you're not going to make $8,350. You know, if you did it last month, you're not going to do that this month. It's going to be a dollar less or more. So you either have more boot camp members this month or you have less. So I don't know about most people, but I want to be on the rising end of that. So, again, this goes back to creating positive energy and enthusiasm in your boot camp, because attitude is contagious. You know, people are drawn to you or not drawn to you by the way you make them feel. And that's so important, especially with fitness and boot camps, because the way you make your clients feel is the biggest determining factor, I think, for successful personal training business or just being like the rest of the boot camps out there that are going 4 weeks on and 1 week off. You know, what they're doing on that 1 week off is they're looking for new clients.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, dude. Awesome, man. Hey, John, I really appreciate the interview, dude. And you're obviously, you're a young man, 21 years old, just completely killing it and dominating, really dominating. This is just the beginning, too, which is crazy. You've only been doing this for like 2.5 years. I really appreciate you taking time to share your mindset secrets with everyone, including myself.
Hey, no problem, man. I owe a lot of it to you anyway, so at least I can do.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, dude, look forward to seeing you at the World Conference.
All right, man. I'm excited. We're going to learn a lot.
Hey, I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Awesome.
Bye.